Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of December 2019. Supreme Court has decided to put on hold the elections for the local bodies in 9 new districts carved out of 4 existing ones in Tamil Nadu for complying with legal formalities such as delimitation and reservation in 4 months. Supreme Court has reiterated that compromise between rape accused and victim is of no relevance in deciding rape cases. The court observes that it is imperative to emphasize that the courts do not accept such compromise in matters relating to the offense of rape and similar cases of sexual assault. Supreme Court has noted that courts should give specific reasons while granting or denying bail as the issue concerns both the liberty of the accused and ensuring that the offender does not obstruct the delivery of justice. The court said that open justice is premised on the notion that it should not only be done, but should manifestly and undoubtedly be seen to be done, and the duty of judges to give reasoned decisions lies at the heart of this commitment. Supreme Court has reiterated that while invoking the power under Section 482 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 for quashing a complaint or a charge, the High Court should not embark upon an inquiry into the validity of the available evidence. The court further observed that all that the court should seize as to whether there are allegations in the complaint which form the basis for the ingredients that constitute certain offences complained of. Supreme Court has observed that there is no need to seek sanction before prosecuting a retired government employee in a corruption case, while holding that such protection is available to a public servant only during his service. Supreme Court has ruled that an employee becomes ineligible for pension under the Central Civil Services Pension Rules when he resigns because he forfeits his past service. The apex court made a distinction between voluntary retirement and resignation, which impacts pensionary benefits under the rules, while deciding a case relating to resignation of an employee of BSESM Mona Power Limited. Supreme Court has ruled that a fresh environmental clearance is necessary for the expansion of a project beyond the limits approved by the prior environmental clearance. The court added that such fresh clearance is necessary even if the expanded project is within the upper limits prescribed under the Environmental Impact Assessment Notification 2006. Supreme Court has observed that the minimum qualifying service prescribed under the pension rules cannot be ignored for the purpose of consideration of invalid pension. The court further noted that pension is earned by stint of continuity and longevity of service. Delhi High Court has directed the centre and the Delhi government to take action against those found to be selling prescription drugs over the counter, OTC, without a doctor's authorization. The court issued the direction while disposing of a public interest litigation in which it was alleged that chemists often sell OTC, those medicines which require a prescription from a doctor. Bombay High Court has rejected pleas of the depositors of the crisis-hit Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative, PMC, Bank, seeking lifting of restrictions imposed by the Reserve Bank of India on cash withdrawals. Calcutta High Court has allowed the death reference appeal of a habitual offender while observing that there is statistical data to conclusively establish that imposition of death penalty will definitely lead to reduction of crime committed by others in society. Delhi High Court has observed that change is inevitable while dismissing a public interest litigation which sought that stalls at Delhi Haat to be allotted only for sale of handicrafts and handloom products and not for selling varieties of products and food, including Chinese. Rajya Sabha has cleared the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2019, replacing an ordinance that was used to slash corporate tax rates to stimulate growth. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill and the upper house cleared the legislation with voice vote without any changes. Reserve Bank of India has released its 5th bimonthly monetary policy statement for 2019-2020, in which the Monetary Policy Committee decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 5.15%. In 2019, the RBI has cut repo rate by 135 basis points so far to a 9-year low of 5.15%.